Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ed Kopp is with us, folks. His website is bmcassociates.com. Is that right, Ed? Did I say that right?
That's right. That's
BMC, right. Bravo, Mike Charlie, bmcassociates.com. Check that out. And tell us what they'll find when they get there, Ed.
Well, they'll find some help if they need it as partners, as family business owners, on figuring out their relationships among the family, among the owners, figuring out how to plan for growth that will work for everybody in the company, figuring out how to work better together and produce more as a group of people who co-own a company. And we just we enjoy the work enormously, helping people who want to achieve something as a group, achieve something together, get there.
And he says, we folks, he means David Gage, his partner, who's also a good friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. Last thoughts on decision-making, Ed?
Well, one thing that really strikes me, this is my daily bugaboo for me. You know how every day when you hear the results on the stock exchange, they explain to you why the Dow went up 5 points or went down six points. And if after that explanation came out, they suddenly saw that, it didn't go down six, it went up seven, they'd give you another explanation of how it had to go up seven. We just always can explain in retrospect why things had
to be. We can justify anything, can't we?
That's right, and that's what happens to us all too often when we're making a decision. We get an instinct or an urge as to how we want to make the decision, and then we make up all kinds of good reasons that prove to us that we are headed in the right direction.
And what about this? What about if we make a decision, it goes badly, instead of saying, you know what, I messed up, and I need to find out how I messed up. We start making excuses as to why it wasn't really our fault. What about that?
That's exactly the same thing going on after.
Folks, that's the path to insanity. You know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. That's the path to that, isn't it, Ed?
That's right, and that's why it's so important on these things. When we think we really know what's going on, when we think we've got our thoughts all straight and decision ready to make, we've got to check with someone else. We either have to sleep on it ourselves, or even better, check with someone else. So
what about employees? Do you guys, when you in your work with partners, do you encourage? You talked about a board of directors, advisors in the previous segment. What do you think about? I know small business owners are close to their managers, but I just wonder how many times they don't enlist their employees and managers in decisions, and you know, these people are out there where the rubber meets the road more than you are. Maybe they've got some better perspectives, some simplistic ideas, but they may be what you need.
Well, that's right, Jim. And the other thing that makes them useful in this respect is they know you.
Yeah.
They know where your blind spots are. They know what your biases are. And they talk to one another about those all the time, too. But it's useful for you to hear from them. They'll do it nicely. But it's useful for you to hear from them where they think you might be missing something.
And, you know, you could, if you do MBWA, management by walking around, you could walk out and ask them questions about a decision you're about to make with regard to how they do their business. You don't have to tell them what you're trying to decide. You could just ask them about how a certain thing might affect the way they do business. That might tell you a go or no go. What do you think, Ed?
I think that's exactly right. And, you know, one advantage of all of these destroying other people into your decision-making, you know the old expression, it's lonely at the top. Well, sometimes it is. It's hard making those decisions by yourself. And getting other people involved, whether it's a board of advisors, whether it's your clients, whether it's your partner, whether it's your employees, whether it's your children.
Yeah.
I've gotten some of the best advice in my life because they sure know me.
And they'll and they'll tell you, too, won't they?
Oh, absolutely.
They won't hold anything back. Hey, Ed, I got to wrap it up. BMCAssociates.com is the website. Ed Koff, ladies and gentlemen, and David Gage are the partners there. Please check them out. They do good work. Ed, thanks again for being here. Good job as always.
My pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Ed Koff, K-O-P-F. By the way, folks, if you're Googling him, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back after the news. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.